screens, and I can read the news, not anymore. The sun is out, or just say we go explore. Get some fresh air, breeze in our hair. The day is ours, what should we use it for?
Happy, thank you, yes, more, and please. That's the song and title cut from Shauna Sweeney's new CD, and Shauna is on the line. Hi, Shauna.
Hi, Michael Stock. It's so nice to talk to you.
So nice to talk to you. I'm trying to get back in the swing of things doing interviews because I usually interview artists who are performing in South Florida, so everything has changed, and I'm sure everything's changed with you, too.
Yes, it's been a strange time, yeah, but I've been trying to take advantage of it by working on my songs at home. So,
your home is where?
I live in Pompano Beach area.
And how long you been there?
Well, I've been in South Florida for like 20 years now, and I've been in Pompano for about 5 years. I've kind of bounced around different spots in South Florida up to Palm Beach and then back to Broward. I always seem to find my way back here to Broward County.
Well, your new album, Happy, Thank You, Yes, More, and Please, we just listened to the title cut. How long has this album been in the works? It's kind of a strange time to release an album.
I know, it's true. I started working on the album last fall, and it was interesting timing. I normally play 3 to 5 shows a week around South Florida, but obviously in March, I stopped doing that, and so starting in March, I was able to really just put all of my time and energy into to finishing the album and getting it out. So in a way, I was really grateful to have this as a bit of a distraction and something to keep me focused and energized during this whole thing. And it's been fun. It just came out this past Tuesday, And so far, people have really been seeming to like it. So I'm excited about it.
Well, the title cut, Happy, Thank You, Yes, More, Please, it certainly is a positive attitude.
Yes, yes. It's we actually released a video for it also in conjunction. It was a collaboration with the Greater Fort Lauderdale Visitors Bureau and Friday Night Sound Waves. And they helped us to get together a bunch of South Florida artists and to put together this lovely little video for the song, which I think kind of encapsulates just the fun spirit of it. And the video and the song have been getting some really nice response and feedback, and people are saying that it's is bringing them a little bit of, you know, joy during a difficult time.
Well, how do you make money these days? If you can't tour and play around, are you surviving?
That's a great question. Well, it's definitely hit artists like myself very, very hard. I know some people that are still trying to go out and take whatever gigs might be available for them. But I've been lucky that I've just been able to kind of hunker down and, you know, I've been selling my CDs. I've been doing live shows where I'm taking tips through the live stream shows that I'm doing, and you know, it's been a struggle, but you know, I'm glad to it could be worse, you know.
I noticed your YouTube video does have quite a few hits. Does that provide any income?
Well, unfortunately, to actually make money off of YouTube videos, you have to be kind of on the next echelon. I think from what I've seen, you have to have several thousand followers to be making like really any money off of it. And I'm not quite there yet. So in terms of the way that I'm making money outside of the gigs that aren't happening right now, the biggest thing has been from loyal supporters that still are willing and want to pay for albums. And so that's been really helpful that some people have actually gone out of their way to buy the album rather than just listen to it on the available streaming services, you know? So I do appreciate that. And the tips at the live shows make a big difference too. It's, you know, that's one thing I've noticed, that when you go to a live show, people don't think twice about reaching into their wallet and taking out $5 or $10 or a couple bucks or whatever they can and throw it in a tip jar. But it's not something that you always think about doing for a live streaming show. But for me, that has made a big difference, and I know a lot of other artists who have taken to that resource as well. And it's kind of a wonderful thing right now that we can do a live show and have an experience with people from all around the country that like our music or all around the world, and also have that as an opportunity to make a few dollars in the process. So I've been glad for that, and I'm glad to see other artists doing that same thing.
I assume your live shows are from your living room, is it?
I do my shows live from the porch, so it's my little relaxing spot out on my back porch. But yeah, it's always fun to see a little bit of people's world where they really live and make their music from home. So that's where I do mine.
Your new album, Shauna, is Happy, Thank You, Yes, More, and Please. And listening to it, I mean, it's quite well produced. How many albums do you have?
Thank you so much. I'm glad to hear you say that. This is my fifth release. It's actually the first full-length album I've done. In the past, it's always been EPs of 4 to 7 songs. So this is, in a lot of ways, my most ambitious project, especially since I recorded it at home and produced it myself. So it was an undertaking for me, but I feel proud of it.
How do you, did all your albums sound this good?
Yeah. I would like to think so. I would like to think so. But I do feel like this one sounds the most like me, because I was able to put a lot of my, you know, just my own spin into it. My own, what I've noticed is that when you have a drummer produce your album, the drums are going to sound really amazing. When you have a guitarist produce your album, the guitars are going to sound really amazing. So I feel like for me, I was able to put the harmonies and the percussion and just the general groove as hopefully the things that are front and center. And I think the voice also is front and center, which for me, I like to be able to hear the lyrics when I listen to music. And so that was what I tried to make sure was front and center for this one.
So it's safe to say that you wouldn't have been able to make this album when you started your career.
Yes, I've learned a lot from the other producers that I have worked with, and definitely, you know, thanks to this amazing thing called the internet, where you can do a lot of research and the incredible tools we have for home recording now. So all of that has changed a lot since the beginning of my career, and I'm really grateful to be in the spot where I'm at now.
Shauna Sweeney is on the line. Her new album is called Happy, Thank You, Yes, More, Please. Let's listen to, and before I play another song, Antarctica, tell me about Antarctica.
Yes, so I'm glad that you mentioned this song, because this is a song my husband and I had the opportunity to travel to Antarctica in December of 2018, and it was such an eye-opening experience to be on a boat with like 170 people from all around the world, other travelers, and just to share this experience. And you know, as musicians, as songwriters, the thing that we want to do is to let people in to an experience and to feel like they get to feel a part of our journey and have it resonate with something they've experienced, right? So when I wrote this song actually on the ship when we were going through the Drake Passage on the way back to South America from Antarctica, and I ended up collaborating with a couple other musicians on the boat, and we played the song at a little event on the last night on the ship. And everyone, I have never had an experience of everyone being so bonded and together and synchronized in their feeling of a song as I did in that moment. And it was really powerful and special for me. So I was really glad to be able to record the song and put it on this album. I hope people will enjoy it and get a little sense of what I got to experience on that journey.
Here's Shauna Sweeney.
Took a ship way down south to where few have called home, to where penguins and petrels and albatross roam, where humpback whales dance on the ocean with grace, and waves carve the icebergs into magical shapes. She can bring veteran travelers to tears of joy and make elder folks giddy as young girls and boys. Oh, Antarctica, a place like her, there's only one. Oh, Antarctica, a part of you she will become. From moment to moment, she's constantly changing with landscapes as different as winter and spring. At times she denies you, at times she'll surprise you. She'll capture your heart with the beauty she provides you. Oh, Antarctica, a place like her, there's only one. Oh, Antarctica, a part of you she will become.
Antarctica, that is Shauna Sweeney, a song from her new CD, Happy, Thank You, Yes More, Please. Yeah, the Antarctica is available on your new album, Happy, Thank You, Yes More, Please. But it's also, is it also available on YouTube and Spotify?
Yes. So the new album is available on pretty much all the streaming platforms and platforms, excuse me, for downloading. So you can purchase the album through my website, which is shaunasweeney.com. You can also find it on Apple Music, Google Play, Spotify, SoundCloud. I believe it is on YouTube now as well. And so pretty much anywhere you listen to music, the whole album is available for streaming and for download.
Well, with this new way of having to perform, you would rather obviously people buy the album than watch it on, listen to it on YouTube.
Yes, for those of you that are still paying for music, which we artists obviously greatly appreciate, that's definitely a wonderful way to support local artists and independent artists. And then, of course, at the end of the day, the most important thing is that people get to hear the music and listen to it if they want to. So whether they purchase it and support me in that way, or whether they listen to the music and share it with a friend, one way or the other, I'm just glad to have the support, and anyone who wants to hear it should hear it.
So if we catch one of your live shows from your back porch, and I get your schedule is on your website?
Yes, I'm doing the Live from the Porch shows every Tuesday night at 6 p.m.
What percentage of people give money, or do you care, or you just want to build an audience?
Yeah, at this point, I'm just glad to be building an audience. If people want to give tips, that's certainly appreciated. But at the end of the day, I get a lot just from having people there, having people commenting and being part of the experience and feeling like we get to be together in some capacity during this time. So that's, for me, that is honestly the thing that makes me the happiest when it comes to music, is just people being able to have a shared experience together. So I'm glad for anybody that wants to stop by the live show for a song or for the whole thing. It's always nice to have new folks on there and for them to get to see what it's all about for me during my little live shows.
I'm going to play one more song from the album, Shauna, but before I do, it is such strange times. Have you got involved in anything politically?
Yeah, so I've actually, to be honest, I've been kind of swept up with the process of finishing my album production, but now that it's out and that I can kind of, you know, have my head above water a little bit, I do want to get involved a little bit in the anti-racism movements that are going on. I've always tried to be active when there were things happening in society that were bothersome to me or disturbing to me. And so now, like I said, now that this is out, I'm planning on educating myself a little bit more and seeing how I can be helpful.
Tell me about Here If You Need Me.
Sure. So Here If You Need Me is one of the songs from the album, and it's a song I actually wrote for a family member who he's younger than me, but we've also had a really close relationship over the years. And it's a song about those people in your life that you just know that you would do anything for, but you don't always get to see them. You don't always get to talk to them as much as you would like. But just letting them know that whenever they need you, you're here.
It sounded almost as if you were a parent. Do you have any children?
I have no children, just cats. but I think that's, I'm glad that you kind of picked up on that, because I feel like there are so many times where in families there are relationships where you might take on a bit of a nurturing role or a parental role to some capacity. And then when those people get older, you know, if it's your siblings, your cousins, whatever, then your niece or nephew, et cetera, then when they get a little older, you kind of have to redefine the relationship. So that's, to me, what the song is sort of about, is just stepping into to it, you know, just being proud of those people when they get older and you see them coming into their own.
Shauna Sweeney, thank you so much for talking to us. Congratulations. The album sounds very, very good. And I wish you good luck.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me on, Michael.
From her new album, Happy, Thank You, Yes, More, Please, Shauna Sweeney's with Here If You Need Me.
Say I'm here if you need.